2 weeks into their street campaign, protesters in Egypt are still refusing to back down until President Mubarak quits. Thousands are in Cairo's Tahrir Square, but their lines are being pushed back by the army to get traffic moving. Banks and some businesses are opening, but schools remain closed and the curfew is still in force. The government has announced concessions and a pay rise for 6 million public sector workers. Meanwhile, the country's vice president is being courted by the U.S. to replace Mubarak, but Washington is considered to be a questionable mediator.
It's important to support the transition process announced by the Egyptian government, actually headed by now Vice President Omar Suleiman.
Hardly the words of a neutral broker, and worse, far removed from the people her administration claims to be listening to. Dr. Magdi Bilal heads up a human rights organization that teaches Egyptians about democracy. He says Egyptians don't like Suleiman for the very reason Americans do.
Omar Suleiman is part of this regime. We consider American people, American president, they want to keep the regime. They say, let Mubarak go, but the regime still in the power, in the authority.
Touted last year by the UK's Telegraph as the most powerful spook in the region, Suleiman is suave, sophisticated, and fluent in English. But the former head of Egypt's intelligence service worked for years as the CIA's man in Cairo.
The U.S. CIA coordinated with in their so-called extraordinary rendition program. This is where they would kidnap suspected terrorists around the world and send them to countries in the Middle East, Egypt primary among them.
Suleiman is accused of having been personally involved in torturing suspects.
This is the problem now in Egypt, is there's a struggle between, not between Mubarak and the people, but between the American CIA, the covert apparatus of US power around the world, and the people are having to try to get Mubarak replaced with somebody else.
It's hard to ignore the fact that the very abuses that drove hundreds of thousands of people into the streets had some assistance from the United States. People have collected almost with pride these empty tear gas cylinders that have the words made in the USA written on them. And so much for regime change. Suleiman was as much made in America as the dictator who appointed him and who is now being thrown out by the Egyptian people. WikiLeaks cables show the US administration was grooming him for years. As far back as 2007, it had already identified him as the possible successor to President Mubarak.
Many of our contacts believe that Suleiman, because of his military background, would at the least have to figure in any succession scenario.
And so, when Obama goes on record and says Egyptians must choose for themselves,
it is not the role of any other country to determine Egypt's leaders. Only the Egyptian people can do that.
People here laugh because his Secretary of State is admitting to something different.
What we have to do is to send a consistent message supporting the orderly transition that has begun, urging that it be not only transparent and sincere, but very concrete.
But many Egyptians are afraid of Suleiman and think he's more a dictator than Mr. Mubarak, which leaves the United States out in the cold when it has to explain why it's backing him. Paula Slea, RT, Cairo.